The London Bridge terror attack was one of the worst on British soil and executed less than 2 weeks after Britain grappled with the Manchester bombings, in which 22 people lost their lives. As more details emerge of how the perpetrators planned and executed their murderous actions, a disturbing picture is emerging of missed opportunities by the UK security agencies in at least one of the cases. 27-year-old Karan Butt, a British Pakistani living in East London, had been reported to the authorities on several separate occasions, kicked out of his local mosque and on the watch list of the security services. His case joins that of Manchester bomber Salman Abedi, who had been known to the authorities. The issue of Britain's national security has become a central one during these election campaigns, and with three terror attacks in less than 3 months, well, how could it not? But the question for every government, both current and future, is how do they ensure the country feels safe without resorting to playing the blame game or using cheap soundbites? The Prime Minister was quick to respond.
Security Service, MI5 and the police have already said, following the Manchester attack, that they will be looking at their processes and how they deal with these cases. I would expect them to do exactly the same following the London Bridge attack. It's currently still an ongoing investigation, so now we need to just let them have the time and the space to actually get on with that investigation.
So this is now a repeated experience across these attacks, and it does raise a question about what we should be asking and who we should be asking it of in the aftermath of this. You see, it can no longer be said that the people who bear the responsibility here are the Muslim community, because we now know they are reporting suspicious behaviour, they are talking to the police, they are using the hotline. The question is, when they're on the security services watch list, when they're known to the police, why is it impossible for the security services and the police to track them down?
Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn has pledged to increase resources for the security agencies, as well as re-examining Britain's foreign policy. Amina Taylor, Press TV, London.